Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
From the disappointment of Saturday losing a heartbreaking walk-off Northwestern win for a Big Ten tourney title to the jubilation Sunday night of making the NCAA tournament field, Indiana headed to Knoxville, Tennessee on Friday afternoon at 3. Its first appearance in the Big Show in 12 years. Head coach Shonda Stanton.
We had talked that, you know, every disappointment, there's a chance for an opportunity after that. At first, I was so impressed with our group. We really played ourselves into the NCAA tournament. You're talking about an 11-game win streak to close it out, losing the Big Ten finals, you know, on a walk-off hit in the seventh inning. You know, we couldn't have played any better down the stretch. We were playing our best ball, when it matters the most. As much as it stung, you know, the margin of winning and losing is so, so small, you know, and it makes you hungry, right? See your name come up, Indiana University, it's a special thing, and we're doing our job to make sure we celebrate these moments.
Shonda Stanton's crew, 42-16, will play Louisville, the team they beat back in April at Andy Moore, 10-5. The Cards are 35-18. Tennessee grabbed the number 4 national seed. They're matched up with Northern Kentucky Friday in this double elimination tournament down in Knoxville. Reds Rockies out in the Mile High City tonight. Pregame at 8:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Indiana baseball over the weekend, now 7 in a row. Boiler down Purdue, outscored in a Hoosier 3-game sweep, 51-16, putting Jeff Mercer's club now in a tie for first at 15-6 with Maryland with one series left.
They were really good from the beginning, and they just kept going. And, you know, as a coach, players can be frustrated with you at times because you have an image in your mind, an expectation in your mind they're capable of. And then you just have to push and push and something. No, we're capable of being a really good offense. We executed really, really well. We were excellent.
That's as good a word as I can find. Jeff Mercer on his baseball club, now 38-14 overall. Off to Michigan State Thursday. Maryland will play at Penn State to wrap up the regular season. Well, it was a newsy Hoosier weekend. How about Mackenzie Mbako committing to Mike Woodson, the 5-star prospect out of a Catholic high school in New Jersey, 6'8", 210, plenty of upside defensively with his length and mobility. He can shoot the 3-ball as well. And how about Steve Peterson's IU Rowers, 15th ranked, a program record finish second to Michigan at the Big Ten Championships held on the waters of Eagle Creek over the weekend in Indianapolis. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.